Developing coaching skills, track number 9, onboarding new hires. Upgrading the sales force is an ongoing process. It certainly starts with selection, but unfortunately most sales leaders think that the upgrading stops with the hire of the next superstar. Onboarding is critical in that it will determine both the immediate and long-term success of any new hire. As a sales leader responsible for successful onboarding of talent, I would expect at a minimum the following 3 things. Number 1, that you would have explained or communicated with your new hire your vision, your objectives and expectations to the extent that if I asked them what they were, they could tell me without hesitation and in the same detail and exactness that you as a sales leader would tell me if I asked you. If they cannot do that today, then you have failed in your onboarding process. Number 2, I would expect a new hire to tell me how your weekly coaching sessions have helped them execute their success formula, understand the effective selling process, understand the value of huddles, have immediate impact on pipeline, improve sales approach, and improve skills. If they could not tell me that, then you have failed in your onboarding process. And 3, I would expect to be able to look at huddle data, pipeline growth, and notes from pre- and post-call debriefing sessions that you have participated in, and see that your new hire is exceeding activity and behavior expectations without any exception. If that couldn't be done, then I would say that you have failed in one of 2 areas, that you hired the wrong person, or you have failed in your onboarding. I have positioned these 3 items in terms of your failures to help you understand my expectations of what you are doing with new hires. I don't want there to be any misunderstanding as to the importance I place on this part of your coaching role. I don't want there to be any misunderstanding about my expectation of you in the onboarding and that I will inspect what I expect. If I find failure in any one of these 3 areas, then certainly you and I need to meet to discuss those expectations, discuss the long-term outcomes if this continues, and develop a plan so that we can help you achieve what you need to achieve in upgrading your sales team.